This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah, shut the door. That leaf blower's on in the background, and Katie's also typing. You guys, we're doing a show here. Wait, it's a...
Come on,
Katie.
Katie, you're typing. Professional with it.
Katie, you're typing right into the microphone.
I know.
Come on.
I can't type.
Come on, be a pro, all right? We're trying to be a professional podcast around here. We're trying to talk hockey, okay?
Maybe, I don't know.
We're trying to be a podcast about a hockey team that actually talks about some hockey. We're being delayed by our producer typing right into the microphone. There's a leaf blower right outside the studio.
What's so important that you're typing over us talking?
About hockey.
About hockey.
Yeah, or trying to talk about hockey.
I would love to talk about hockey, but I just can't with the type.
Yeah, I mean, if
maybe she's typing about hockey. How do you guys know?
We get past it, we start talking about all the hockey around here. Katie. It's all Katie's fault.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, stop sending your emails to Brett about not talking hockey. It's all Katie's fault. Can't you hear? Can't you hear the keyboard? Which is the name of her new off-Broadway musical.
Can't you hear the keyboard?
Katie, would you like to sing us the opening number from Can't You Hear My Keyboard?
This is good. This is going to be good.
It's a tap number.
Wait. The opening number is a tap number?
Hell yes, it is.
Have you ever heard of Give Yourself Somewhere to Go?
Oh, we're going, baby.
Okay.
We're starting with taps. We're ending with Showgirls.
Wow. Chris is in.
Take my money. Take my money.
Yeah.
No,
Although, hopefully it's not too expensive. I'm short on money. But you know what's crazy? That's like the fifth leaf blower, too. I mean, not to go away from that amazing show, but like we are plagued by leaf blowers this season. I had one earlier in the season. I'm beginning to think they are our nemesis and not the Florida Panthers, these damn leaf blowers.
Can't you hear? Can't you hear my keyboard? Can't you hear my keyboard?
Well played.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we had to get there eventually. Link, you got anything for Can't You Hear My Keyboard? You got anything to workshop around here?
I think you guys got it.
Okay.
It's really good. I don't know where to go from there.
Well, if you don't know where to go and if you want to start talking hockey, you know what to do.
Let's release the show.
He almost didn't know what to do. It sounded like a question.
I know.
Let's release the show.
Young Fish.
We could, I guess, if you guys want to release the show.
We crackin', we crackin', we dippin', we divin', we snidin', we snappin'. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show.
Release the show. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking.
Release the show, everybody. It's your pals, Brett. That's me. And
Chris.
Chris, that's him. And
I'm Ryan.
State your name, please.
My name's Ryan. Nice to meet you guys.
And he's Ryan.
That's God, producer he is Katie. Really raring to go.
That's producer Katie over there. We don't know the guy with the leaf blower's name.
He's always here, though.
But we do know that the keyboard, that's right there. Welcome to the show. Shout out to our sponsor, EpicSeats.com, everybody. Let's just get them their shout out right off the bat. EpicSeats.com, local Seattle company. James and everybody, the team over there at Epic Seats, they're born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. James, Jimmy Seats, as we call him around here. But James, the head honcho over there, one of the head honchos over there at EpicSeats.com, he got his start buying and selling Mariners tickets back in the day to the Kingdome. You know, he probably wouldn't want me to tell you all of the details of that start of buying and selling Mariners tickets. But who among us was not hustling for some Mariner tickets back in the day to go to the Kingdome, right? And so was James and his friends and everything. And all these years later, they got this website and they got this company and they're doing great things in the Pacific Northwest, helping us out with charity events. They've always supported everything we're doing in the community and they've supported this show from almost the very beginning. So shout out to EpicSeats.com. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to any sporting event or any concert or anything, check out the website because they probably have it. Don't go using any of those other apps and other websites for your tickets. Go check out EpicSeats.com first because you know you're buying and selling from local people and from a local company. Use the promo code TAKE12, which is the name of our football podcast, because they also sponsor our football podcast. And it's TAKE12 because you get to take 12% off if you spend $100 at EpicSeats.com. And you get to add $12 extra to any seat that you sell with them. So,
ooh, wait.
Like if you find yourself with Kraken tickets or Seahawks tickets or soon to be Sonics tickets or Mariners tickets, and for some reason, like let's just say, hey, the babysitter falls out or something, right? Or your plans change for any reason, and you find yourself with these tickets, you're like, I don't know what to do. And you don't like anyone at the office enough to give them to, sell them with EpicSeats.com and use the promo code TAKE12. You get an extra $12 per ticket. Right, boys?
That's right.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Man, the enthusiasm in the room is palpable.
All right. Well, you brought up the Sonics, and we can't talk about the Sonics these days. Yeah. Did you hear that terrible, terrible news from
from
yesterday? True. Oh, yeah, we can't.
Well, hey, details pending. Details pending. We don't really know. Okay. We'll see. Right. That story's unfolding, all right? But, hey, Kraken. Let's get on to our Kraken, everybody. Last week we were all down in the dumps. Last week's episode was very down in the dumps. As we find ourselves on this week's episode, boys, and if we've watched the last 5 games, we probably shouldn't even talk about it. We should probably end the show right now and just go on about our business.
They told us to go F ourselves.
Hey, from the basement to the penthouse, should we talk about it or not? Because it's going really well right now, and there's a game tonight. And I told producer Katie that, like, it's always that thing where it's going well, and then there's a game tonight, and I'm going to, you know, you sit down to watch it, and who knows what's going to happen. Listen, we don't have a great track record on this show of heaping praise on the team and it going well. Do we go any further and discuss what is happening right now with the team or not?
I really, really want to. I really, really want to.
I know. But, me too.
Tread
but
carefully.
I don't think so.
Link, come on. Well, I mean, tell us what this team is not doing right now. What are they not doing?
What have we not done over
the past
5
games? I don't want to be the one
they
get blamed.
You know, I mean, we should probably not talk about the fact that they've won the last 5 in a row on this road trip. And we should probably not talk about the fact that this team loves playing on the road for some reason. I don't know what that is. I mean, we've got to figure that out or not. Just let them keep crushing it out there. It's awesome.
We need to request all road playoff games.
Dude.
Can I mention playoffs? I don't know.
We need a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, and I know you got a lot on your plate right now, but We need a Road Warriors, like the old school WWE. Ooh. But like we put our boys in the shoulder pads or something. We get the spikes. Like, I mean, I'll leave it up to your artistic integrity.
Yes.
But these guys are the Road Warriors this year, but we're not talking about it.
How do we get a rain out inside Climate Pledge?
Dude, I mean, we're not talking about it, but they're playing great on the road, and they've been looking really great for the last five games, even though we're not talking about it.
Maybe they were actually listening when we said you need to step it up and get some road wins, and look what happened.
Hey, man. Yeah, there's something about this team, though, that does come together on the road, and that would be something we'd discuss if we were talking about it. Right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have so many able stats. I don't even know what I'm doing. I can't even talk about it because I don't want to talk about it, but I've got all these great stats to talk about, which I'm not going to do.
Here, I'll do it like this. If we were going to talk about it, read us some stats.
Okay. Well, if I was going to say anything about anything, I would say, first and foremost, this is a very general stat, not very specific. We are playing meaningful hockey, baby. Yeah. I mean, but we're not going to talk about that.
No.
That the playoffs and everything is really in sight here. So to get more specific with it, if I were to say, hey, did you guys know that Vince Dunn enters the game today against Ottawa, riding a 7-game point streak, totaling 9 points, and his 7-game point streak is the third longest active point streak in the NHL right now, and the longest by a defenseman. We got to not give Vince Dunn his flowers. We've got to not talk about how great he's been playing. Well, taking his shoulder.
I feel like I need to jump in here as the sort of ringmaster and say that it's not about not heaping praise. We can heap praise. It's just that we would be heaping praise if we were talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we were talking about it, we'd be saying he's playing great.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to it's a double knot. I'm going to step out here. Keep going.
Okay. So I'm going to stick with this theme of like blood and getting knocked around because, you know, the Salmon McCannon has, like, for the second time this season, like, lost some teeth. He got, like, a stick to the face and lost some teeth. But he scored again. He scored his 31st goal. And he literally has the most by any NHL player who's averaging fewer than 16 minutes of ice time. The guy doesn't even get 16 minutes of ice time. I think it's 15 minutes, 46 seconds to be exact. And he's got 31 goals. He scored a wrister the other day. Like, he's like efficiency on overload,
The wrister that we're not going to talk about. The beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. See, this is how we do it. The beautiful, beautiful, amazing, twisty wrister that he put in the other day. It was gorgeous, but we're not going to talk about it. Ryan. Nope. Split up some stats here about some great hockey. If we were not going to talk about it, tell me what has been working in the last five games.
Not talking about it.
Right.
Okay. They're creating the time and space and letting the game sort of slow down for them.
Uh-huh.
You can just watch them as they're going into the zone and they're going hard, and it doesn't make sense slowing the game down, but you can see when they kind of post up, they create that space and all the lanes open up. The guys are going for like passes or shooting the puck if it's crashing the net, and that's how some of these goals are getting scored, and that has been a formula that has been working, but now it seems like they're doubling down on that and they're really kind of going for it.
If we were going to talk about it, in my opinion, they just look confident, you know, in a way that they did before the break, and that's kind of back again. Like, and I think from the non sort of veteran hockey fan perspective here, what I see is, like, in the beginning watching Kraken hockey, you know, last season and when the team was just getting to know each other and all that, you know, I thought I was watching hockey because I'm turning on NHL games there's a team and there they go and they're playing hockey. I mean, this season I'm really starting to understand what all of you and my friends have been talking about the entire time in the crispness of the passing and the way that the guys are, I don't want to say standing there because that's not probably the right way to describe it, but what I mean is, like, before they're kind of like drifting a bit when they're receiving passes and stuff. Here they're like, I'm here. This is my spot. I'm going to where I know I'm supposed to be. I'm posted up. Yeah. And that's what you mean with the slowness. It's like they're like confidence in their movements as a team and as individuals. And it's noticeably different to the eyes, to me at least. If we were going to talk about it, that's what I'd say.
It's poise and control.
Right.
And that's two huge things that in hockey, if you have that, and all of a sudden, like I said, now you're seeing the play develop before it does.
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky was really good at that. He would get behind the net, and that was his office, and he would see where the plays would start going. So if he was passing it here, you could see where the plays going that way. So the Kraken are sort of kind of come in with that poise and control, and now they're, you know, those lanes open up, and all of a sudden those chances start happening more and more because, again, guys are doing their jobs. We've talked about doing the little things before. Everybody kind of playing that role. It's all coming together now.
Well, and I think for me, and I'm backing up what you're saying also, like for as the casual hockey fan, I'm seeing the play develop before it happens while watching TV because of the poise and confidence that they're playing with and sort of stillness, the sort of quietness that you're able to play with when you're playing that confidently. Chris, you have a comment on that, or you want to go back to some stats that if we were going to talk about it, we would read off?
Oh, well, I wasn't listening.
That's my line.
He's taking the bit to a whole different level.
I thought you guys weren't talking about anything. I was on Twitter. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I have more non-stats if you guys want to not talk. Let me just give a shout out. How about we just give a shout out, friend of the show, Actual Dan.
Yeah.
Broke out of his 2-month slump and scored his 16th goal. So golf clap for Actual Dan. We'll hope he can turn it on here as we're all playing well, as you guys just talked about, because I was kind of listening a little bit and can continue this. Like, we love Actual Dan. Get out there, Spronger, and score some goals, my man.
You need to listen back. Katie's transcribing it there, so okay. We send you the copy.
Yeah,
he's so method.
Send me the minutes.
Sorry.
No, I mean, I don't think we should, like, if we're going to, like, not talk about hockey or kind of talk about hockey, but not talk about Kraken hockey, maybe we should turn our attention to the link over there and ask him about this, you know, how his hockey's going, this beer league hockey.
Yeah, that's a good point. We could break up the middle of the show here with a live read.
Oh, I bet we could.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I bet we could break up the middle of the show with a live read and switch over to the beer league and then circle back to some Kraken hockey by the end. Who wants to? Who do you bet is going to win this this year point here? Who do you wager out there? If you were to wager, would you think of the characters on this show would jump in and start the live?
I would bet.
I would bet
with probably a guy named Jimmy, not Jimmy Seats. Jimmy Betts. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. What? Everything from pro and college basketball to UFC and more. I mean, where was the link at all in this? I don't understand.
Okay, first off, never bet on me because you guys don't give me the copy to read. So I've never can get a point. So I'll just start making something up. Jimmy Betts, BetOnline.
I don't know if either one of us has been reading off the page for over a year now, though, to be fair.
I've got it. I've just got it memorized.
What are the Super Bowl odds?
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
Come on, Link. You just talk about the latest odds, team matchups, you know, free contests, live scores. I don't know. It's like it's the fastest. Say that. It's the fastest and it's the easiest to bet on your favorite leagues and events.
They give you a 50% welcome bonus.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just have to use a promo code. Do you know the promo code, Link?
I believe it's just Believe.
You believe it's Believe.
B-L-E-A-V.
Yeah. Spelled our
B-L-A-V.
Way.
B-L-A-V. Yeah. Our way. Do you know their slogan at the end?
No. Not at all.
Where the game starts.
Where the game starts.
That's right.
I would know it if you guys send that to me.
I think we split the point on that one. That was like when Bobby Wagner gets half a sack next season for the Seahawks. You know?
Ooh, look
like
at you.
When he splits one with who? When he splits one with Uchenna? They going to bring him back?
Uchenna? Also, yeah. I mean, I hate to be a hater, but it'd probably be the one total sack we get all year is the one that they split.
The way their pass rush has been. Whoa. First of all, they just signed Geno. They locked him up, which is a savvy move, savvy contract for the Hawks. I like securing the vet who knows the playbook. And also, they freeze him up to get those draft. Dude, those first two draft picks could be
game-changing defensive wrecking balls, man. I'm just saying.
You're right if they go that way and don't pick a quarterback.
I kind of hope they don't. I kind of hope they don't, man. Give Geno some time. And by the way, they got Drew Lock right behind him, second-round pick back in the day. Don't forget.
That's true. Huh? That's true.
Better scoring average than your boy Russ in Denver. Drew Lock does right now. More total points per game.
Oh.
Yeah, check it out. Wow. Or at least for last season. For Russ. I don't know if it's for career, but anyway, whatever. Back to some sort of hockey. Link.
That's good. Not hockey talk.
What's been going
sort
on?
Sort of
in
not
the,
hockey. Come not. On.
What's been going on in the BLH, Beer League Hockey? No, in the BHL, Beer Hockey League. Yeah, that's
yeah, how are the legs? Yeah. What's happening?
How's it going in the BHL?
Legs are feeling better.
Nice.
But first couple of games, I felt great, and then all of a sudden, it kicked in what I was doing, and now I'm like slow and ineffective right now. But
what?
Also, I'm drinking more before the game, so that might actually help.
Oh, come on. Wait a second. So has the hockey increased and the drinking increased, which has then decreased the box score stats, right, or what's going on over here?
First game back after a couple of years of not skating, it was water. I was getting the carbohydrates in.
Yeah, man.
Trying to do everything right.
You're an old man now.
Okay, once I realized that I can actually, you know, keep playing like I used to, then I started drinking a little bit more. And so now it just evens out. So I'm probably worse off now than I was.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How many nights a week are you playing?
Playing twice a week now.
How many nights
twice
a week?
Twice a week?
I thought you were going to say, how many nights a week are you drinking?
that's what
he calls playing. Yeah. No,
I'm playing on Sundays, and then I just joined a Monday team. They needed some guys, and It's a little bit of a better, like, step-up league.
Whoa,
so
you're going back-to-back?
I skipped last week because I was going,
what?
It was a 9:30 game, and I had to get up early, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And I already played the night before, and so I was like, I can't do it, boys. I'll do it next week. So I committed to it for the rest of the year. It's only five more games.
So if we're listening to this timeline here, he starts playing hockey, drinking water, Gatorades, eating a protein bar. He's, you know, He's trying to make his Gordon Bombay comeback.
He sent a picture of himself stretching.
Yeah,
I've been skating.
And
the
then
river.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, he's throwing a medicine ball. A couple short weeks later, he's now you're stepping it up by playing in a harder league, but the drinking has increased, so therefore the level of play is so. What's going on here?
How many beers are you crushing Sunday, Monday, back to back for both these games?
If it's not the late game, then we'll go out afterwards too, which it seems like a lot.
It's a lot of questions too today, eh?
Nikita's has joined the chat. You know, he would probably have something to say about us questioning the link for drinking so hard during beer league hockey.
All right,
yeah.
The thing, like, if
that's perfect.
If I don't drink before the game.
Number one bullshit.
If I don't drink before the game, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
If I drink a couple, then all of a sudden I start getting chippy, and because I'm a little bit slower. So now I'm hooking guys more and kind of getting in it. And those beer leagues, every once in a while, like, you'll get guys that they still think it's the NHL and they kind of take it a little too serious. So.
Well, when you add drinking and then, you know, razor blades on your feet, sticks, and anger, it can probably boil over. Now, I'm just confused, though, and as a friend, I want to check in.
Yeah.
Are you drinking against your will, or are you, like, do you want to switch back to the water and Gatorade but kind of can't? Or are you, like, it sounds like you might be lamenting the drinking a little bit and the playing, or are you good with all? Is this how it goes?
Honestly, it's a new team, a new group of guys. I've never really met them, so I'm trying to fit in. And,
okay, I got it.
I'll bring
Look
the beer next
you.
Time. And now
all
I'm
right.
the one bringing the beer, and no one's drinking it, so of course I'd drink one. And
wait, you bring beers and no one else does?
Again, new team. It's a new locker room,
California.
So we're getting
no.
There.
You know what that is? That's California, man.
Yeah,
that's California right there for you. That's
They've got the link doing, like, upside down beer bongs.
You join
and
a
stuff
BHL.
Like
you join a BHL up here in the PNW. Okay, remember, Seattle's only live and local Kraken podcast. You join one up here in the PNW. You'd be right back to getting those whiskey legs back again, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right. Down here in California, they don't even bring a sixer to the locker room.
We're getting there.
Ah, come on. Come on.
12-er.
Atta kid. Chris, I feel like we should go join the league. What do you think?
I'm all for it. All I'm right. into it.
We take the jet from Mercer Island down each week. Sunday, Hell Monday, yeah. back to back. All right, sounds good.
The RTS jet will fly down there.
Yeah, dude.
Lace them up, pat them up.
All right. Gas
Do
it
a couple
up.
Keg stands, get out there.
Gas
Hook
it
a
up.
Couple guys.
Link, are you keeping stats?
No.
Come on.
Nah, that's embarrassing.
You're not going to keep stats, games played, goals scored, points, assists. You have to.
So probably, six games in, seven games in.
Uh-huh.
Five goals.
Wait, hold on. I'm writing right. this down.
Okay.
Dude, come on. We're supposed to talk hockey around here. Somebody write this down.
Five goals?
Five goals, nice. Two pims.
All right. So hold on. Okay. Six games. Six GP. Yeah. How many Gs?
So six goals.
I thought you just said five.
Well, he
I'm doing the math. So I scored one, and then I scored a hat trick because, again, I was still feeling pretty good. And then I went like four games without anything. And I got right. one. I got one last Sunday.
All right, I'll put you down for six. That's fine.
Wow.
And then assists?
I mean, I don't know. A couple assists.
Couple? All right. Put you down for two.
Two penalty minutes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get a minor?
Yeah, it was a minor.
1 minute or a 2 minute minor for what?
Well, the guy the guy tripped me, so I just got up and tripped him back. It was great.
But he didn't get one.
No. I got the retaliation.
They always catch the second guy. That's the first
Isn't
thing they teach you, Link.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what they see.
Two penalty minutes. Any other stats notable?
No throw ups. I thought I'd actually puke a couple times, but no throw ups, so that was good.
That's important.
We'll keep
that's
track important. Of that actually. So pukes so far zero.
Yeah, zero pukes.
Okay.
But now that I'm on the Monday team, we'll see.
All right. And what's the date today? Let me write this down. All right, I got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll keep checking in.
Teeth intact.
Yeah, I got the teeth.
Oh yeah.
Got the teeth. Okay.
Still got all the
I should probably wear a mouth guard though. There's a lot of high sticks in that league.
Dude, you should totally be wearing a mouth guard out there.
I never think of it.
I know, but you don't want to pay for some oral dentistry right now. Like, come on, dude.
In beer league, I probably got injured more in beer league than actually playing. Like, because, you know, you're playing with guys that maybe haven't played at that level where you're worried about your face and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of high sticks and kind of arm stuff flying around.
You go in any visor at all?
I got like a half shield visor.
Okay.
But there's a lot of guys that will, like, if you wear like a full cage and they're not like used to having something like your face exposed, then when you go into like the corners, you're not thinking about the other guy's face because it's just like a self.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
Do they force you to wear the half visor?
No.
Oh, well then what are you doing?
What's I'm going to wear? Just nothing?
Yeah.
All right. I used to do that, but
you're not wearing a mouth guard.
Come on, you wuss. What's going on over here? You're telling me, 12er. Oh, yeah, huh?
Don't
do
that. Oh, come on.
How about you just go, what about no bucket?
Yeah, there you go.
They let you go no bucket at all?
I used to go no visor, and then I kind of dodged a slap shot once, and I was like, let's get something on the face.
I'm totally kidding, by the way.
No, I don't care.
So don't let me
be a real hockey player.
Don't let me goad you into anything.
Okay. He's going to come back next week with stitches on his face and a medical bill
for
you.
No, stop. No, he's not because he knows there's
name, please.
There's a bit on Devin? The show. Hey, speaking of bits on the show, you have any release the rants over there, producer Katie, to be read? Let me get some sound for you. Just a second here. Get you some good. Here, I got some email sound.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Mark my words, the Seattle Kraken will make it to the playoffs this year.
Ah.
It will be an unforgettable moment for the city of Seattle and for hockey fans everywhere.
Wow.
The Kraken have put together an impressive roster of players and some up-and-comers with some veterans and some up-and-comers. Grubauer is having an incredible season.
Well, that's true. Well, turnaround.
Yeah. Ends up having an incredible season.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't argue with the ranters. Keep going.
Mark Giordano is a leader on the ice.
No, what? Hold on a second. Wait a minute. This person's emailing from last year.
Yeah,
is this from 2021?
No, hold on a second. Yeah. This ranter has lost all. Well, maybe they're autocorrect or something. Who knows?
Jamie Oleksiak. That's what he
meant. Yeah, maybe they meant to say something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, we love all of our ranters. You guys can send your rants. Release the rants at gmail.com. And they're anonymous. Mm-hmm. And we should also not poke fun.
I knew that the Kraken would be something special.
They might have been 11 in at that point. But you never know.
Buoy, oh buoy, they have proven me right.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Nice.
That
word.
Was punny.
Nice wordplay.
Yeah, yeah, they won me back at the end.
All right.
They won me back over at the end. Next rant.
Okay.
Says, as excited as I am, I am scared.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Being a Seattle sports fan has never been easy. We're used to seeing our teams come so close to victory only to choke at the last minute.
Or on the 1 yard line.
Call that last minute?
In the final minute.
Last seconds?
I just hope that the Kraken will bring us to victory.
This is a Seattle fan right here.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I think we found one of our brothers or sisters up here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Listen, we know, we feel that. We talk about it all the time on the show, but just, hey, keep tuning in. Keep the positive hopes alive. What's the Mariners say? Positive vibes only?
Good vibes only.
Good vibes only. Come on
good
now.
Good vibes only.
Come on.
Last email here, it says, it's not just about the wins and losses, although we're definitely on a winning streak right now.
I like the three guys that last week were like, we're in the basement, everything's falling apart, that are like, hey, come on, guys, good vibes only.
It's the passion and dedication.
How do you guys not call me out for that hypocrisy? I just said, hey, come on, good vibes only. How do you not all jump on me? Like, really? You're the good vibes only guy? Come on. You guys.
I don't want to ruin the vibes. It's good vibes only.
Isn't it funny how when your team... I mean, if we were to talk about it, when your team goes on a 5-game heater, it's just, hey, man, it's all good.
Driving over here, I was thinking last week we were so down and negative on them. And now all I could think of is just like praise and good stuff that I could say. I had nothing bad right now. Like everything's going back up on the roller coaster. Yeah. It's crazy.
If we were going to talk about it.
I don't know about you. I love this show on the road. We're showing the rest of the league what the Kraken are made of. We are unstoppable, and I have no doubt that we are going all the way this season.
Wow.
Wow. That's big wow. That's big confidence. That's...
Wow.
Okay. All the way?
Man, that's some big Kraken energy right there.
Sir or man, big...
That is some... Ryan, come on now, write that down.
BKE.
That's some big tentacle energy. Get a sweatshirt out of that.
Wow.
One,
Ryan.
BT. Big Kraken energy. No, I like the big Kraken energies better. Yeah. We might as well just rip off the name if we're going to go for it.
that's the part they play in the
We
the
don't courtroom. Make predictions, but...
What courtroom? That's a podcast. I don't know what you're talking about. You guys can send your rants anytime. Release the rants at gmail.com. Send them whenever you want. If it's in the middle of the night, if you wake up, you have a Kraken thought, positive or negative, and you want to send us your thoughts and hear it read on the show, send them to releasetherants@gmail.com. That's our rant inbox. And if you want to send a regular email, you could do that, releasetheshow@gmail.com. Chris, anything else, though, that we skipped over when you were reading stats that you want to get to? Before we get out of here?
You know, I think that we, as Link has said, are playing as a team. And so I will leave it with, we got back on track with the penalty kill. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We since February 14th, I should say, we've gone 26 for 27, 96.3% success rate. That's second best to only Carolina. So, we're in there. We're fighting. We're hustling. Yeah. I love what I'm seeing. So I'm going to try to go out on a high note. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, well, if we were going to talk about it, that penalty kill thing would be a great thing to talk about.
I mean, they...
Yeah. We could really dive into that if we were going to talk about it.
I'm not going to dive at all.
No, that's a great stat, actually.
Oops, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Was that the music? Oh, yeah. That's the music. Oh.
Hey, man. Turn it on. Enjoy it. Sit back and...
Fade by the music.
And root for Los Krakenos. They are on fire. It's awesome. It's fun. It's fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, if we were going to talk about it, that's what I'd say. For EpicSeats.com and BetOnline.ag and the whole Believe Network, why not? We Are Release the Show. That's Ryan. That's Chris. I'm Brett. That's producer Katie. Hit us up on social media at Release the Show on Instagram, Twitter, and not TikTok yet. Are we on TikTok?
No.
What are we doing?
Yeah, come on. Let's take this show into the new millennium, you know? It's Y2K, Katie. Let's go.
We need millennials.
Yeah.
Or are we even past that now? Are millennials old? What's next?
I think we are millennials.
Gen Zers? Gen... I don't know.
Wait, Chris might not be a millennial.
No, that would be mean.
That's not mean. I'll switch with him.
I think I'm far from a millennial, yeah.
I'm a regretful millennial.
Actually, I'm pretty close.
Say your thing.
Oh, sorry. See ya. I'm old.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.